The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody, I want to welcome you to another edition of Fried on Business. We're on again. This is our eighth year. We've got a great show for you today. It'll be all information that you can use today to make your life better, so make sure you stick with us. We're going to talk about home technology, real estate technology, energy-saving technology with our old friend Don Weidenfeld from Magnum Energy Solutions. I'll talk a little bit about the family office events that I've been going to and what I've been learning. In the second half of the show, we're going to talk to Michael Cooper. He's our resident positive energy guru. We're going to talk about how to create a positive vibe between the first, second, third, all the generations and the families, because one of the things I've learned at these family office events is it's not always so smooth. So we'll make sure to stick with us. We're going to have all that great information today. And Wanda, I'm going to toss it to Wanda. Wanda will take it away, Wanda. All right. Wanda's got me rocking. You know, Wanda, I'm going to have to get that device. Have we got the right device yet that pumps the music into the Facebook thing there?
We have not yet.
Identified which?
We have identified it. We have not made the big buy.
Well, please email me or text me the info so I can make the big buy today, and then we can have everybody see, and I don't look like I'm pantomiming and going crazy.
Dorky.
People always like that, though.
But they do like the show.
They do. Okay, hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wandita.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, everybody. Hey, where are you going to go? And the traditional bank says no, but you need a loan. Where are you going to go if you need a home loan, but you don't qualify for Fannie Mae? What if you got a story to tell for your mortgage? Well, you call me, Jim Fried. And what's the number you call? Well, heck, by now, you know I'm going to hold up for the Facebook folks. In reverse, of course. I told you, Mike, it always gets reversed. 305-773-6300. Call me, Jim Fried. Why? Because I can help you get your financing. Let me tell you a little bit about a deal we just finished doing. You know, we're one of the oldest and largest private lenders in Florida. Hey, I'm about ready to do a deal. It's going to be here in one of the close-in suburbs, the urban suburbs here to South Florida. We've got a friend of mine that's developing apartment building. They needed a little extra money to finish. We took out the existing bank, brought in some additional capital, and now we're going to help them get to the finish line. And when we're done, they'll be ready for government financing that's really inexpensive. So make sure you give me a call, 305-773-6300. Let me Let me help you solve your capital issues. Hey, we've got the best non-resident alien program, lending program in town. You go, well, what does that mean? That means, hey, Venezuelan, Colombian, Nicaraguan, Argentinian, Brazilian, I can help you get financed. Canadian, I can help you get financed. Hey, even if you're an American, I can help you get financed. And by the way, if you're an American, maybe you did a short sale. Maybe it's just not all perfect. I got the hearts and thumbs up going across, so I know I'm going to help somebody get financing soon. Call me at 305-773-6300, because when you call me at that number, it's all about you.
The Fish are back in town for the final homestand of the regular season. Join your Marlins for one last three-game series against Bryce Harper and the division rival Washington Nationals. The Nats will be here from Monday, September 19th through Wednesday, September 21st. Join the Fish family to show your appreciation for Don Mattingly and the squad as we close out the 2016 season during this final 10-game homestand. For more information and to purchase your tickets, visit Marlins.com today and let's go Fish.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back. Is Don on the line? All right, Don. We've got Don Weidenfeld. He's managing director, one of the big-time owners of the managing guy there at Magnum Energy Solution, bringing greenness to the world everywhere, technology. Don, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, you must talk to Michael Cooper a lot because he always is doing fantastic also. You know, Michael, we got to get you some headsets. Why don't you get some out of the bottom of that thing over there? There you go. Michael was sitting there. I couldn't remember what I had missed, and that's what it was. So, Don.
How could you not be doing fantastic living in South Florida?
On the bottom of that. And so, you can't be. You have to be. I mean, I was in Chicago at this family office conference earlier in this week, and it was nice. But in about 6 or 7 weeks, not so nice there. 6 or 7 weeks, even nicer here. I think that's the answer right there. Now, Don, let's make believe that I owned a hotel up in – well, I actually was in a hotel. You actually should be calling these guys that had the hotel I was in, because the energy was up, it was down, it was hot, it was cold, it was on, it was off. The lights were up, they were down. You know, this battery ran out, that battery didn't. It sounded to me like they just need all your monitoring solutions at this one hotel. And that's the perfect kind of client for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's one of our biggest verticals. We deal with hotels all around the country.
Now, this was a sort of historic one, so you guys will do a retrofit too, right?
Correct. All of our products are batteryless and wireless, so all of the sensors that gauge your occupancy, that lets the room know, are all batteryless wireless. You don't have to worry about changing any of the batteries. On the retrofits, you're not rewiring a building. It's literally just done with solar panels on the device, and they speak wirelessly to the thermostats.
Now, you just don't do wireless thermostats and stuff like that. You've got a brand new division that helps people save money outside the place too, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, we do lighting as well. We have lighting as well as HVAC. We have interior lighting and exterior lighting. And we also use our occupancy nodes in the light troppers to let the lights know that there's somebody within 800 feet of them, and then they turn on and off based on the occupant.
Now, Don, you know, we've been talking about some of the new technology you guys have been debuting. I know a lot of it's been going into the home area. What's your latest product that you guys are bringing to the market?
Actually, right now, it's more on the multifamily. We're rolling it out much in a much larger scale in apartments, because apartment owners really want to be able to monitor everything that's going on in their buildings. And all of their tenants are looking for the upscale and the up-to-date electronics and technology. So therefore, the tenants can monitor their air conditionings, they can monitor their lighting, the owners can monitor everything as well. They can also monitor for package delivery or security systems and closed-circuit TVs all through the thermostat and the sensors and everything that we install.
Well, it sounds to me...
Our new product is a Root. It's a multifunctional thermostat.
Wow, it sounds to me like we got to get that in front of some of the guys that I know that own tens of thousands of apartment units. It's, you know, what does it save somebody on electricity on something like that? Because even the apartment guy, even though he's not personally saving it, it helps him with the occupancy cost of his customer.
Yes, what usually happens with an apartment owner, the apartment, the complex owner loves it because he can actually charge more rent because his tenants will be saving between 25 and 40% just on the HVAC controls. And then on the lighting segment, they can save up to 80% just on the lighting usage. So the combined electric bill is easily north of a savings of over 50%. So therefore, the owner of the complex can charge more rent in his facilities.
You know, I wouldn't doubt it because I know that the I live in an older building. It's getting ready for its 40th year certification. So we've got real analog AC, analog lights, although I've switched them all out to be the newer lighting quality. And it's just incredible. You just switch out a little bit of the air conditioning thing, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and suddenly your air conditioning, your costs go down 10%. If I could save 50%, well, I wouldn't want them to push the rent on me, though. But still, it would be a great savings.
I mean, if they're spending the money on it and you're saving, then maybe they can do a split with you.
Yeah,
you know, push the rent half of the amount of the cost.
Well, you know.
I just want to know, Jim, are they changing the fish in your building while they're at it?
No, those fish are still going to be there. They're growing bigger by the day. That's right. Don's referring to the fact that we have enormous koi in the lobby of my building. Wanda's nodding her head. Wanda, don't bring any cats. Dogs, yes. Cats, no.
No, I got to tell you, I saw those fish 12 years ago in that building when you moved in.
Yeah, they're still there. They're still there. They're still big. They're getting bigger. They got these little tadpoles, but I'm really not a biologist, so I really can't tell you what they really do. Now, Don, let's say that somebody wanted to get some information. They wanted to find out a little bit about your systems. Now, before we go into how they contact you, one of the big things in today's world, and we don't talk politics on the show, but we'll talk a little here, is all your products are made in the USA, no?
Yes, they are. Everything is made in Ohio. We have five manufacturing facilities that we either outsource to or that we own ourselves. All of our components are also made in the USA, and all of our engineering is here. We do have some software people overseas, but that's just handling the software side of it, but all the hardware's here.
Now, Don, if somebody wants to get an installation, it's pretty easy. I know that you've done a bunch of universities. They had older historic buildings. How did you do an install there without breaking any walls down?
Jim, you know, all of our products are battery-less and wireless. So because they're wireless, there's, you know, every unit has a thermostat. So we switch out the thermostat, we rewire the thermostat. Outside of that, all of the occupancy sensors, the window door sensors, the temperature sensors, everything is wireless. And it speaks back to the thermostat, which again will speak back to the building automation. So a retrofit is actually perfect for wireless controls.
Wow, it sounds great. And I'll bet you really save those kind of buildings money because they're obsolete and not efficient. And you come in and bring them up to date and helps. You know, if it's a college dorm, I'll bet these millennials love that stuff. I guess they're younger than millennials. Yeah, what do they call it, pre-millennial, post-millennial?
Our two biggest verticals, as you were mentioning, are hotels and universities and dorms. Because in a hotel case, the owner... The owner pays the electric bill, and same with the university. So if we can come in, and people, when in their hotel and the dormitories, they push the air down to the lowest or the wintertime to the highest, and the ACs are running full blast all the time. This way, we go in and we do the retrofits, which takes about one-third the time of a wired system, and it reduces the amount of consumption, again, by 25 to 40% on HVAC.
Wow, that's so wild. You know, we got friends in D.C. that are listening to us. Of course, our good mutual friend Matt's listening. It's a high five to Matt, but we're also got friends in real estate all the way far up as D.C. that just tuned in on Facebook. So make sure you're using your Facebook ready voice there, Don.
Absolutely, Jim.
Now, Don, what is it that you bring to residential? Because, you know, we talked about apartments, but we've got a bunch of high-end realtors that come on the show that listen to the show. Can you bring something to help people increase the value of their home? You've got this stuff in your home, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of our systems work in a residential home. It reduces the electric bill. My electric bill went When I did the HVAC, it went down from 7.25 down to about $500 a month, 5.25. And then when we did the lighting, it brought it down to about $350. So absolutely, it's definitely beneficial for residential.
Wait a minute. You just told me you cut your electric in half with your products at your home?
Yes, 100%. That's exactly, I mean, if you take a look, it's the same calculation as we do on commercial. I mean, if you add the lighting in addition to the HVAC, you're saving a 25 to 40% on the HVAC. And then you save the lighting portion about 80%, and net, you're about 50-50.
Now we got to start working on something for the pools. I think you'll have it all covered at that point.
Yes, we will. We actually, for your people in Chicago, as well as D.C., we make something else that's very, very unique. It's called a perfect pair. It's a wireless valve actuator controller that controls the radiator heat system. So wireless.
Wait, you got something that controls radiated heat for the people that are up north, like in D.C., New York, and Chicago? How does that work?
Yeah, we're actually, we just got contracted to do 1,200 units of an apartment complex in New York City. And we just finished the 2.5 million square foot stair at Lehigh last year. So how that works is you remove the black knob on top of the radiator. You replace it with our valve actuator, which wirelessly communicates the temperature control to a wireless thermostat that you put on the wall. That wireless thermostat then connects to your iPhone. So when you're in your office and you're ready to go home, you turn your heat up, and you're not burning your heat or the boilers when you're not, there in the residence. And then, to turn the heat up and turn it on, you have to go behind the windows and behind the curtains and turn the black valves. It's ridiculous. It's antiquated. These buildings are built in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and that's how they, had heat. You want to cool it off in the wintertime, you open the window. I mean, that's so antiquated.
Ridiculous.
Now we can control all the radiators in these buildings, which reduces your wear and tear on your boiler system, which to replace the boilers in those buildings is, millions of dollars. Let's say it's $2 to $3 million, and you can add another 20-25% onto the average life.
Wow. Listen, I got so sucked into what you were saying that I totally passed by the break. Can you stay with me? I was going to talk a little family office. I want to finish with a little energy. And I know that you also are a wealth manager for a lot of wealthy families. Can you stick with me on the break so we can talk a little more energy and a little wealthy family thing, too?
Absolutely.
High five. Wanda, it's yours, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Jim.
Stay with me, Dom. We'll be right back after this short break. You heard it. We're going to have some great info for you to learn about. Stick with us. More Don, more Jim. Wanda!
She's into superstitions, black cats and voodoo dolls. I feel a premonition, that girl's gonna make me fall. She's into new sensations, new kicks in the candlelight.
Oh yeah! I was playing the whole thing for everybody. I'm figuring out how to do this the easy place, but. Oh, man, that's just great. Wanda, you picked the best music. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, let's rock it!
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, realtors, you're working with a borrower that's a non-resident foreign alien. In other words, you're not going to really qualify for a loan here in the United States. Maybe they bought all cash, but they'd like to pull some out. Who can help them? I can help them. You give me a call, Jim Freed at 305-773-6300. Hold that up in reverse for everybody on Facebook, 305-773-6300. But I can help you, Argentinian, Colombian, Venezuelan, Russian, Canadian. Hey, even if you're a U.S. resident, you did a short sale, you may get surprised when you go to try to get your mortgage. It's not that easy, and you may not even qualify. But if you give me a call, we know how to get you to the right lender and get your priced right. We'll make sure you get the best loan in the market that's out there. We'll give you options. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Again, 305-773-6300, and it can be $150,000, $15 million. You know, if it's a condo hotel, and also we're one of the biggest private lenders here in Florida, actually. We loan all over Florida for private loans, too. What does that mean? That means if you need to close fast and you need cash now and you've got equity, we can help you. So give me a call at 305-773-6300, because when you call me, it's all about you.
The Fish are back in town for the final homestand of the regular season. Join your Marlins for one last three-game series against Bryce Harper and the division rival Washington Nationals. The Nets will be here from Monday, September 19th through Wednesday, September 21st. Join the Fish family to show your appreciation for Don Mattingly and the squad as we close out the 2016 season during this final 10-game homestand. For more information and to purchase your tickets, visit Marlins.com today and let's go Fish.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz,
where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Michael Cooper's getting warmed up for the second half of the show, where you're going to talk about positive energy and helping the families work together. We're going to talk with Don Weidenfeld now. We're going to wrap up a little bit on technology, and then Don works with a lot of families, helping them keep their finances together. We'll talk a little bit about that, too. Don, you still there?
Absolutely, Jim.
Hey, now we were, you know, I just want to kind of end up on the energy and technology part. We were talking about how you save on your own personal residence, like 50% on your electric after you installed this stuff. So is it something that has to go in something new, or can somebody retrofit it?
No, again, it's the same as on the commercial. You can retrofit it. You can do it on new construction. Using our equipment on new construction actually saves in the copper wiring. You need about a third less copper wiring to do a house. We did a house actually out in Utah that was 190-foot footprint, so being able to be wireless was an enormous savings, probably $30,000 to the build.
Wow.
And it saved a lot of money. And when it comes to a retrofit, you know, the installation per room probably takes 10 minutes. So, because everything is wireless, you're literally using two-sided tape to put the occupancy sensors up.
Now, one of the things I did want to talk about, Don, is you're also a wealth manager. I've been to a lot of these private equity, high net worth, family office functions. And one of the things that I've always come away with is that the number one thing, and it's really funny, unfortunately, we don't have Bruce Turkell here today, but it's all about them. When you do business with the high net worth investor or the family office, Don, what's your approach to generating business? Is it kind of run in there, go, 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 or do you kind of have to get to know somebody first?
No, it's all about getting to know the client. It actually has to be a fit on both sides, without a doubt. I mean, quite frankly, between you and I, Jim, I'm a very big boater. So most of our clients, I've literally met out in the boat. We've become friendly, and then they've asked me if I could manage their finances. But in a lot of cases, we start with people, you know, when they don't have quite as much on the funds, and then, you know, they're CEO of a company or owner of a company, and then we go ahead and sell the business for them. And let's say we do a $60 million or $100 million sale. and then net after tax, we end up managing the funds for their future. So we manage on the more conservative side and more on the income side, but most of our clients are pretty significant.
You know, now have you worked with a couple different generations? Because we're going to talk after this with Michael Cooper, about how to manage the difference between the generations. Maybe they have different approaches, different focuses. Have you ever run into that?
Yes, absolutely. It's always, you know, we have an attorney that's within our group. We do not draft documents, but when you're dealing with ultra high net worth individuals, their trusts are pretty complicated, whether it's a family limited partnership or a trust or generation skipping trusts to allow the money to go to the grandkids so it doesn't get double taxed at estate times. So, you know, we have the benefit of having our own in-house attorney. We don't charge hourly for it. All we're really doing is helping clients interpret the documents that the attorneys put together. So it becomes very complicated, and you really need a professional staff that can help you out. We have people on our team, myself included. You know, I manage on the income side. I also do all the real estate analysis and fixed income analysis. And then we have our in-house legal staff, and then you know, our securities people that are in with us.
Yeah, you know, a friend of mine's is probably involved in something like that too as the client, because I never realized it until you just said. He goes, "Yeah, I'm not rich. My son is, though." And so now I figured out why he said that. So you informed me today, Don. I really appreciate that.
Oh, yes, 100%. And in a lot of cases, I don't know if you know how these family limited partnerships work, but, you know, let's say we're managing a $100 million family partnership. The assets have actually been put in the partnership. The kids are actually the 99 or 98% owners of the assets. The existing owner, they just hold a loan. And what happens is the next generation actually owns the assets. And the generation, the older generation that earned the money, it's no longer in their estate. So legally, they don't own it.
Wow, that's really wild, Don. Now, what is it that you find is the most unique thing about working with families vis-a-vis just working with the individual day trader type person or whatever?
You know, it's really, it's all about the income. We work backwards. A number of our clients have jets, and they come to us and we do asset-based lending at 2% yield. So we can borrow against the municipal bond portfolios and then go ahead and finance the jets and whatnot. And then, you know, generally speaking, if the client is looking to sell a business, which we have one right now, and, you know, you calculate out the amount of income on the assets and you work backwards. If they need $2 to $3 million a year in income, you work it out to where you need, let's say, $75 to $100 million in assets that in tax-exempt bonds yielding 3-4%. And therefore, it throws off all the money for the expenses, and anything above that, we can take some risk on.
Wow. Wanda, how much more time? Can I ask Don one more question? Okay, Don. So then, how do people find you, and how do you assess whether or not they're appropriate clients? Because you said sometimes it's not a match for you. What's the client that best matches up with you? I've only got about a minute and a half left, Don, so I wanted to give you the heads up on that. What's the type of client that matches up best with your type of approach?
Jim, I mean, our clients, quite frankly, I like very easygoing people. I don't like very high-strung, very aggressive. We could help on the aggressive side. I've been referred a lot of athletes, and quite frankly, they want to deposit money, and then they want to pull the money out immediately for $300,000 cars or $5 million houses. And our money, you know, the money we manage are people that own businesses or have sold the business, or we can sell the business for them, and the money's going to stay there, and we can manage a fixed income portfolio as well as help them make their, you know, side alternative investments.
Don, we got to go. How do people find you, Don? How do people find you either for wealth management or for Magnum Energy Solutions?
Okay, my number is 561-702-9000. Again, 561-702-9000. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me. And on Magnum Energy Solutions, you can take a look at the company's products at www.magnumenergysolutions.com.
You're the best, Don. Thanks so much for joining us. Go be with the family, hug them up, love them up, enjoy the benefits of your energy savings, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Sounds great. Thank you very much, Jim. Have a fantastic evening, and thank you to all your listeners.
You're the best, Don. Well, we're going to be right back. We're going to have Michael Cooper. We're going to build on it. Facebook folks, stick with us because you'll hear both sides of this conversation because Michael's in studio. We're going to be right back after this. We're going to talk about how to bring positive energy to your business so that you can have a successful succession to the next generation. And maybe even you'll learn something about how to deal with everybody in your daily life, too. Back after this. Oh, yeah. Warren Henry, they're fine, too. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service to take you there, pick you up, all kinds of good stuff, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, are you looking for a loan, but the traditional bank says no? Hey, maybe your situation for your home loan's never going to qualify for Fannie Mae. If you've got a story to tell and your loan doesn't fit into a box, commercial or residential, we can help you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're at Spectrum Mortgage in Spoon's Brown for many, many decades, two, three decades, 25, 30 years. Bob and Milvia, they know because they're the pros at providing jumbo loans and super jumbo loans for borrowers just like you. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're also one of the oldest private lenders in Florida, so we'll do a bridge loan up to $15 million. Cash out loans? Okay. Hey, if it's a condo hotel, we can do that loan too. Hey, Argentinian, Venezuelan, Russian, Brazilian, Canadian, hey, maybe you're a U.S. resident that did a short sale. I can help you all. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. The number again, 305-773-6300, because when you call me at that number, it's all about you.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
Busy in the MIA right now on the Turnpike Extension. Heavy delays between 12th Street and 106th Street. Palmetto's jammed up northbound between the Dolphin and 103rd. Dolphin slow westbound from 17th Avenue towards Lejeune, 42nd Avenue. And 95 northbound slow from 79th up past 151st. And in Broward, we're slowing 95 northbound between Pembroke Road and Griffin Road. That's your South Florida traffic.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic.
weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are now on with my good friend, Michael Cooper. I'm actually going to move the screen over and show everybody. That's Michael right there. We're going to talk to Michael. We're going to keep the thing on, the video on Michael, on my feed. Michael's doing his own feed. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back.
All right, now Michael is here. You getting a good talk on him there, Wanda? Okay, great. So, Michael, we've been talking with Don a little bit as a transition over to our topic here today about families and intergenerational stress and strain in a business or even at home, I guess, is where a place you get. I'm sure this applies to everybody across the spectrum. We're just going to talk about family interaction here, basically. Michael, if people are having a little bit of energy field issues between the generations, what do you think the first thing is that they should do?
Well, the biggest problem is, you take these first-gen wealth creators who are building the wealth, and they're the ones who are putting in the pain, the sweat, the tears. They're going and having to handle pressure to perform. They're having to maintain levels of motivation, deal with vision of career. So these are things that they had to do in the beginning to build this wealth creation. So then when you get down to these second gen, third generations, that they're pretty much right from birth, they come in. They don't have to deal with the pressure to perform. They don't have to really maintain levels of motivation. Everything is pretty much done for them, right? So it's kind of easy. So this kind of happens through the first three decades of their lives, from the 1 through 10, 11 through 20. 21 through 30 is, they're not really being taught how to create. They're consuming, right? They're out there just spending, yeah, having fun, partying. And then now these first gens, the ones who created this wealth, as their sons, grandchildren, whoever, are starting to get older, what's happening is they're starting to think to themselves, what's going to happen when something happens to me? So now they're going to be going into the 31 to 40 year, that 31 to 40 decade and more, and they're not continuing to create, everything's going to be gone. So there's a lot of stress, a lot of challenges that these families are dealing with. So there's so much focus on the wealth, on the money. There's so much focus there. And there needs to be more focus on the relationshiping. Really starting to teach, the children and the grandchildren how to have good, healthy, loving relationships, how to create this, alliance with one another. So that way, they're dealing with all kinds of challenges and obstacles through this whole process, that they're not being taught on what to do. So they're being left in the dark, so to say. You know what I mean?
So then, Michael, what would you say would be a good way for the founder to approach the next generations without getting them agitated and kind of getting them to sort of buy into, hey, let's go have lunch and let's talk about this a little?
Yeah, they need to spend more time building relationships and really starting to establish the purpose of the family or the purpose of the organization. There's a higher purpose that's being served. It's not just about the money. It goes beyond that. So when you start to, most of the times, you go in and you talk to an organization. I was actually just in some earlier today, and they're drifting, because they don't have definiteness of purpose. You ask them, what's the purpose? What's your reason why you're doing what you're doing? And is this being passed down to your people, especially if they're your family?
Sure.
A lot of these, kids are being neglected.
Well, how do you, if let's say you have more than one kid, let's say you have a bunch of them, how do you deal with the conflict between the kids? Maybe one's really cranking away and really is as into it as the first gen, the other's kind of off there doing whatever they're doing, enjoying the largesse. How do you get everybody together and kind of pull in the same direction? Or is that really
definitely required, but it's also a different, obstacle to get it done. So it takes a lot of patience, a lot of tolerance, a lot of calmness, and, it's starting one by one. It's talking to each of them and finding out what their purpose is in life, asking that why. Why are you doing what you do? Do you understand why you're going out and spending here and, having, reckless lives there when there is a higher purpose for you to serve? They need to be taught. But the longer they go, when they're getting into their, older ages, into their 20s and 30s and having all these habits, all these thought habits that are being put into them, where it's just automatic, they're automatically in that party state or drifting state. So a lot of times it might be too late. So a lot of times, parents will talk to me and they'll ask me about working with their kids and is it too early to start with them? He's 9 or he's 11 or she's 13. Said it's never too early to start training and developing the mind, but it certainly could be too late, which is what you're talking about.
Well, we're talking about relationships, and one of the relationships in South Florida that just broke apart was the relationship between the Heat and Dwayne Wade. And Dwayne Wade, on his way out the door, said, hey, it was all about the relationship. That's what he was after, was the relationship.
That's right.
And I guess that it evolved in a way that he was uncomfortable with and that made him easier for him to leave. Michael, what's another thing that might come up between the intergenerational family there that could cause a little friction?
Well, it's like I said, it's you have to get to a place where the parents are being better communicators with their children. You know, the quality of our lives is the quality of our communication.
Sure.
So there's a lack of communication. You know, there's a low, what's the word I'm looking for, expectation that these families have for their children, and then there needs to raise the bar. We need to start, you know, getting more focused. I was just talking to someone earlier today about him and his child, and I said, you know, he is asking me about, you know, going through the Missing Playbook program. I said, you need to go through it with him. You know, like, you need to start going through and teaching him, and it's also a good way for you to bond with him. And but you can't just tell him to do it. You need to do it as well. So all the exercises, all the things that, you know, we're getting into, you have to be able to show him that not only am I asking you to do this, son, but I'm doing it with you. And here's where I have imbalances. Here's where you have imbalances. But teach them why.
Well, how do you get them to buy in?
Well, they're going to have to see that you truly are coming from a genuine loving place, like you really care about this person. So if trust is low, then the speed of things is slow, and it could cost us. The cost can be extremely high. So parents and children, you know, the children might not be trusting in the parents, right? Or the employees might not be trusting in the managers or the leaders of the organization because lack of communication. There's a breakdown in communication.
Communication breakdown, as the song would go. This is where Bruce would break out his harmonica and start playing. We're going to have Bruce in here again with us real soon. But
yeah.
It sounds to me like you're following up with a lot of the things we talk about, Bruce. It sounds like you really need to make it about the child. You need to communicate the values to the child. And you know, it sounds to me like also a lot of the parents sometimes go, you know, I'm breaking my you-know-what so my kids don't have to. I think that if the kid had to, that break their you-know-what, that maybe they'd devalue everything a little bit better. Thoughts?
Well, yeah, but they have a false sense of entitlement. You know, so if you're having everybody do everything for you, you know, you're not having, and I deal with this with a lot of athletes too. The higher you go in the athletic arena, the college, the pro, and you have everybody doing things for you. And then when the time comes where, you know, athletic career is over, or the child is growing up and has to grow up really and, sure, you know, manage themselves through an organization or build an organization of themselves for themselves, they don't know how, they don't have the skills to actually do it because they're not being taught this from a young age. Everybody's being told what to do, being told what to think, instead of being taught how to think. Start thinking about, you know, what do you want, and what does it look like to live it on purpose so you can achieve the goals that you're achieving. That's not being taught.
Wow, that's really cool. Hey, Wanda, how much more time do we have in this segment? 2 minutes, dos minutos. So, Michael, for this segment, how would you want to put a bow on this segment? Because we're going to talk again in the second segment about a little bit more about implementation and things that people can do. What are some red flags that you would look for about a deteriorating relationship?
Well, the biggest thing is that when we talked about in past shows, we've talked about as far as, you know, you have to find people that are within your mastermind alliance that are dependable and loyal. And, you know, they do have the ability to do the things that they say they're going to do. They have a positive mental attitude. They go the extra mile. They have applied faith. If they're missing one of these things, then we need to get rid of them. But with family, we can't do that. Or, well, a lot of people do. But you should not. You need to learn how to communicate and talk about these breakdowns, what's causing the breakdown, so, you know, we can get the car back on the road.
So it sounds to me like they need to spend some more time together, get in a kind of a comfortable situation, and then start just letting it happen naturally.
Yeah, it's a natural process, but they have to trust in the process. It's like when you take a seed and you plant it into the soil. It requires attention, but a lot of us want instant gratification. I want this to happen now. So we start pouring buckets of water and they're trying to force it to grow. And
it just washes away.
Well, you kill it. Oh. You drown it, you kill it. Oh. Or you neglect it. So we're neglecting the relationships. We're neglecting talking. And what happens is, you know, it dries out and it dies.
All right, stick with me. Michael's going to stay. Michael's sticking with us. He's going to stay here one more segment. We got another segment with Michael Cooper giving us great information that you can apply to your life right now and make it better. Michael, you're the man. We'll be back within just a couple seconds to talk to him. Wanda, give me some music, please. I'm a air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel. right. All right. All right. We got happy there. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what makes me happy? Whenever I talk to my buddies at Warren Henry, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service to bring your car back and bring it up to them without you getting involved, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's get happy.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
The Fish are back in town for the final homestand of the regular season. Join your Marlins for one last three-game series against Bryce Harper and the division rival Washington Nationals. The Nats will be here from Monday, September 19th through Wednesday, September 21st. Join the Fish family to show your appreciation for Don Mattingly and the squad as we close out the 2016 season during this final 10-game homestand. For more information and to purchase your tickets, visit Marlins.com today and let's go Fish.
Hey, where do you go when your traditional bank says no, when you're not going to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan? Hey, maybe you're a non-resident foreign alien. Maybe you're from Brazil, Argentina, Colombia, Venezuela, Russia. Gosh, maybe you're a United States citizen, but you had a short sale or some other kind of credit hickey. You think you can get a mortgage, but maybe you can't. Yes, you can. Give me a call. Jim Fried, I'll hold up the number in reverse, 305-773-6300. Give me a call because we can help you. We've been in business for 25 years. Bob and Milvia, they've been around forever. They know how to get you closed, and I work with them. We're also one of the oldest private lenders in Florida. We'll provide a bridge loan. $10 or $15 million even. We'll give you cash out on a property. We'll do a property anywhere in the state of Florida. We're solving people's problems now. If you don't think you can get financed, you may be wrong. Give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Give the number one more time, 305-773-6300, because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're wrapping it up here. We've got Michael Cooper. We're talking about how to resolve family disputes. We're talking about them in the context of the high net worth family offices, but this stuff works for you too, everywhere, every day. This is awesome. He's starting with having just good communication. I guess that's where it all starts and stops, isn't it, Michael?
It is, but this communication has to be done with love. You know, the people need to be told what to do, and people need to be bossed around for sure. But it needs to be disguised, you know, in love and compassion and pureness of heart. And so we need to spend more time as a team, right? With me growing up in sports, together everybody achieves more. That's what I've been learning. I'm sure a lot of people have been hearing that. So when you think about that, together everyone does achieve more. But when we do it together with love, with compassion, with pureness of heart, then we can start to really pay attention to what's causing the breakdowns in people. Really understanding, you know, what's going on within this individual that's causing them to have these emotional breakdowns, so we can understand how to lift them up. Because a lot of people don't have the intellectual maturity, the emotional intelligence to take themselves out of an emotional breakdown.
Well, so then that's why people need friends, people need family, people need partners, people need to be in a group of people that are pulling in the same direction. And I think that that's part of the problem with a bunch of the we'll talk sports for a second. With a bunch of the organizations in sports, there's organizations that win perennially and there's organizations that lose perennially. And I think that both of the different silos have things in common. Yeah. One is good communication, functionality, and consistency. The other doesn't have that, Miami Dolphins. Sorry, well, I couldn't resist. I've been waiting, and gosh darn it, it finally came out.
Yeah, well, it's about choices, you know, and we need to choose to adapt to the changes that we need to make. We have to adapt our mindset. You know, so when we talk about having a positive mental mindset, it's, you know, when you have somebody that's in your organization or on your team who has a negative mental attitude, not only are they going to be penalized, you know, by life, but everybody on the team is going to be penalized. So it's teaching them how to adjust. You know, first we need to become aware of this person, right? Self-awareness, social awareness, become aware of what's going on so we can manage ourselves and manage these relationships to help them adapt and make the changes mentally. So that way we can produce a different result that's going to make them have this attitude that's positive, where life will not only reward them, but reward everybody else that's involved.
You know, we got one of my favorite teammates listening to us right now. Tarek Maddox joined the video over on Facebook. Hey, Tat, how you doing? There you go. We got Michael Cooper giving a high five to Tat, too. Tat is one of the guys. He's on the show regularly. He trains Lamar Miller and Frank Gore. He is the man, the myth, and the legend. Wanda, how much more time do I have left? Wanda wakes up and gives me the signal. 3 minutes, which means you have about a minute and a half to tell people how to find you and to wrap up, Michael. So what's the main takeaway you want to give people today? I think we're talking about communication and love, no?
Yeah, we are. So, I mean, the main thing is really to help people understand how to tap into information that's going to create more knowledge, right? Because knowledge is what we know, wisdom is what we do. So I ask people all the time, like, you know how to cut the grass, whatever, or you know how to shoot a ball, you know how to hit the ball, you know how to, like, have a great meeting. Wisdom is actually doing it, okay? So a lot of talk, but let's be wise and do the things that we need to do to get the results that we need to get. You know, so there's a lot of different ways. So if you go to, if you're a student athlete, whether you're a middle school, high school, college athlete, go to missingplaybook.com and you can get access to free training videos there. If you're a parent, coach, leaders of student athletes, help children, get missingplaybook.com so you can get those free videos. Now, if you're a leader, okay, and you want to get into an intensive 5 days of intense training work, go to hpmentors.com/5. So hpmentors.com/5, and you'll be introduced to a very, very powerful, inspiring 5-day intensive there.
You're the man. We've got to have you back again, Michael Cooper.
I love coming.
Oh, you're the man. You're the myth. You're the legend. You keep me rocking. You keep me rocking. Hey, I want to thank all of our guests today. I want to thank Don Weidenfeld. And I want to thank Michael Cooper. I want to thank sponsors, the Related Group, Spectrum Mortgage, Warren Henry Automotive, Magnum Energy Solutions, Early Shares, Kind Snacks, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. We broadcasted live from the UF Bergstrom Center last week, and everybody heard me really fighting it, but those kids were great. I just couldn't get hooked up right in that first half hour, but we had a great second half of the hour, and it was great to hear me working it with Wanda. I want to thank the Miami Marlins, the CCIMs, Kind Snack, Espresso Marketing, Social Media 305, and of course, I should take a breath. Thank you, Wanda.
You have a lot of energy.
Just slow down.
All right, I'm going to do that. I want to thank all of our listeners. If I didn't thank them, I wouldn't have a show without them, you know? I love my listeners. I love our listeners. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn this thing around on Facebook, and I'm going to go, I love you. And yes, that's right, Tack, you hear me, Tarek Maddox, my man, my myth, my legend. I got to see you, Tarek. You got to come over and help me work out. What we should do is get you and Michael Cooper together. Now, that's a plan for a Saturday in the future. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, watch the video. Join our community, give us feedback, comments, tell us who you want to hear from. Wanda will again tell me to breathe if you watch closely. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business is on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The websites, the hits keep coming. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, www.freedonbusiness.com. There comes the music. It's time to go. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because it's obvious by now. I just love doing this. Hey, you know what? This is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something, finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, take it away.
My name's attorney Jackson Lines with the law office of Jackson Lines.